Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see him.
Ah, yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this show is for Tuesday, the 21st of February, 2017. We're in the book of Yirmiyahu, which is Isaiah. And today we're going to start with chapter 14 and see how far we get. I have learned over time not to overestimate exactly how far I'm going to get, because of all the commentary necessary for this book. There we go, clear the pipes a little bit and get started this morning. Chapter 14, verse 1. The word of Yahweh that was to Yirmiyahu concerning the dearth. D-E-A-R-T-H, 1226, that's Batzaroth in Hebrew. And that's a lack of rain and food, in other words, a drought. And that'll come up here in a bit. This is Yahweh speaking. Yehuda mourns, that's 56, and it's and the gates, 8179, of it languish, 535. In other words, they lay around listless. There's no activity at the gates. They are darkened, 6937, to the ground. In other words, as dressed for mourning. And the cry of Yerushalayim has ascended, that it's gone up. Verse 3, just a second. Their nobles, 117, have sent their little ones, at 6810, their children, to the waters. They came to the cisterns, 1356, and found no water. They returned with their vessels empty. They were ashamed, 954, and disgraced, 3637, and covered, 2645, their heads. Verse 4, because the ground, that's as the soil, 127, Adama, is broken, 2865, that's drought cracked, you know, when ground dries up for lack of rain, it gets cracks in them. Because there was no rain, 1653, in the land. The plowmen, 406, were ashamed. They covered their heads. they couldn't plant or plow. The ground was like a rock, just dried out. Verse 5, yea, 1571, the doe, 365, also calved, in other words, gave birth, in the field, and forsook it, because there was no grass, walked away from the newborn calf, and it died. Verse 6, and the wild asses, 6501, stood in the high places, 8205. They snuffed up, 7602, the wind, like jackals, 8577. Their eyes failed, they couldn't see, because of no grass, 6212. They were They were dying too. Verse 7. This is Yirmiyahu speaking to Yahweh. Yahweh, though our iniquities testify against us, act for your name's sake, because our apostasies, 4878, are many. We have sinned, 2398, against you. And that particular type of sinning means to miss the mark of duty or rightness. They didn't do what was right. Verse 8, just a second. Oh, the hope, 4723, of Israel. That's a title that he was giving to Yahweh. The Savior, 3467. 3467, of it in time of trouble, 6869. Why should you be as a sojourner in the land, and as a traveler, 732, that turns aside, 5186, to tarry, 3885, for a night? Yahweh was dwelling in the land full time before and took care of it. Well, now he's letting it ride and letting all these punishment come on it. Yeah, pardon me, I got a coughing spell this morning. 9. Why should you be as a man, 376, astonished, 1724, as a mighty man, 1368, that cannot save? Yet you, Yahweh, are in the midst of us, and we are called by your name. Leave us not. In other words, don't leave us, please. Verse 10. Let me get a drink and clear this throat. A rough morning. Thus says Yahweh unto this people, thus have they loved, 157, to go tottering, 5128. They have not restrained, 2820. Their feet. Therefore, Yahweh does not accept them. He will now remember their iniquity and visit punishment for their sins. Well, they tottered all over after all these idols and walked all over. They weren't walking after Yahweh. They were walking after these stone and wood idols. Verse 11. Then said Yahweh unto me, pray not for this people for good. 12. When they fast, I will not hear their cry. And when they send up a burnt offering and a grain offering, I will not accept them. But I will consume them by the sword and by the famine and by the pestilence. In other words, Yahweh has had enough. Quit. Don't even bother to pray for these people. I don't want to hear it, in other words. Don't, you know, quit crying out. You don't want me. You want Baal and Molech and all the rest of these things. Don't cry to me. Cry to your stone and wood hunks. That's the last of my coffee. 13. Then said I, this is Jeremiah speaking, alas, 162, Lord Yahweh, behold, the prophets say to them, you shall not see the sword, neither shall you have famine, but I will give you true peace in this place. Lying prophets. They're telling them what they want to hear, just like today. just like today in the Judeo-Christian churches. Verse 14. Then Yahweh said to me, the prophets prophesy lies in my name. I sent them not, neither have I commanded them, neither spoke unto them. To you, a false 8267, vision 2377, and divination 7081, and a worthless thing 434, and the deceit 8649 of their heart they prophesy. In other words, they're doing all these things to you. Verse 15. Therefore, thus says Yahweh concerning the prophets that prophesy in my name, and I sent them not, yet they say, sword and famine shall not be in this land. By sword and famine shall those prophets be consumed. 8552. They're going to get what they say they're not going to get. Verse 16. And the people to whom they prophesy shall be cast out, 7993, in the streets of Jerusalem from the presence of the famine and the sword. And they shall have none to bury them, their wives, nor their sons, nor their daughters, for I will pour out upon them their wickedness. He's going to return all the wickedness that they've been doing right on their heads. They're going to get it. Well, that's coming again, folks, when Yeshua Messiah returns. All the grace period's going to be over. And the wrath is going to come down. And oh boy, they'll cry then. But he's just not going to. He's almost at that point again. Verse 17. Therefore you shall say this word to them. Let my eyes run down with tears night and day, and let them not cease. For with a great breaking, 7667, the virgin daughter of my people is broken, 7665, with a very severe, 2470, wound, 4347. Verse 18, if I go forth into the field, then behold the slain with the sword, and if I enter into the city, then behold them that are sick, 8463, with famine. Yea, both the prophet and the priest go about, 5503, into a land they know not. And here's Jeremiah speaking again. Have you utterly rejected Yehuda? Has your being loathed Zion? Why have you smitten us, and there is no cure for 832 for us? We look for peace, and there is no good, and for the time of healing, and behold, terror. And you can reference Jeremiah 8:15 for that. Verse 20, we acknowledge Yahweh, our wickedness and the iniquity of our fathers, for we have sinned against you. Again, to miss the mark of duty. Verse 21. Do not reject us for your name's sake. Do not disgrace, 5034, the throne, 3678, of your glory. Remember and break not your covenant with us. Verse 22, are there any among the worthlessness, 1892, of the nations that can cause rain, 1652, he's speaking, any of these idols of these nations, can they bring rain? Well, no. Or can the skies give showers? 7241. Are you not He, Yahweh Eloheinu, our God? And only He can bring rain and showers. Therefore, we will wait upon you, for you have made all of these. He made the sky and the showers. And now here's chapter 15. They were in a very bad place at that point with drought, and just this is all coming, and He was going to punish. And He said He would not destroy the earth with water anymore. Okay, He promised that. But the next time He's coming with fire. Well, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 6 through 10, where Yeshua is coming with a flaming fire. I mean, come on, folks. Yahweh doesn't say frivolous things. And when He speaks, He means what He says. All right. Let's get into chapter 15 here. Verse 1. Then said Yahweh unto me, though Moshe and Shemuel stood before me, that's Moses and Samuel, my being could not be toward this people. In other words, he wouldn't even hear a plea from them. Cast them from my presence and let them go forth. And in verse 1, you can reference part A, Exodus 32, verses 11 through 14, and Numbers 14, verses 13 through 19, and part B, 1 Samuel 7, verses 5 through 9. Verse 2. And it shall be, if they say unto you, where shall we go forth to? Then you shall say to them, thus says Yahweh. Now this is pretty harsh. Such as are for death, 4194, to death. And such as are for the sword, to the sword. And such as are for the famine, to the famine. And such as are for the captivity, to the captivity. In other words, there, they're doomed. Verse 3. And I will appoint over them four kinds, declares Yahweh, the sword to slay, and the dogs, 3611, to drag off, 5498, and the birds of the sky and the beasts of the land to devour and to destroy. They're just going to be dead bodies all over the place, and the birds of prey and the beasts of the land, the jackals, you know, the carrion eaters, would eat them. Verse 4. And I will cause them to be a horror. 2189. Za'awa. To all the kingdoms of the land. Because of Menasheh, son of Chizkiyahu. That's Hezekiah. King of Yehuda. For that which he did in Jerusalem. And you can reference 2 Kings 21, verses 1 through 16. Hezekiah was a good king, but his son was absolutely terrible and brought back all kinds of pagan worship and polluted the temple and just did. It was bad, okay? Real bad. And that was the final straw, and he says, this is it. These people just, they don't learn, they don't listen, they don't want any part of me. They're worshiping idols, they're sacrificing children, they're having orgies, they're doing devil worship, and it's it, it's over, you're done. So this is what's coming because of that king. And it's coming in a later day after he's gone, but it's coming. And the problem was the people went along with it. That was the problem. It wasn't just the king that was bad. It was the people following him, which is a lot of the population. And Yahweh has had enough. So verse 5. For who shall have compassion upon you, Yerushalayim? Or who shall turn aside to ask of your welfare? In other words, nobody's going to care about you. Verse 6. You have forsaken me, declares Yahweh. You are gone backwards. 268. And that's as returned to apostate worship. Therefore will I stretch out my hand against you and destroy you. I am weary, 3811, of compassion, 5162. He's worn out. And Jeremiah is quoting this to the people of the city and the elders and the rulers. He's saying this in public as a warning, and all these people are standing around listening to this great prophet and shaking in their shoes. Verse 7. And I will winnow them, 2219, with a winnowing fork, 4214, in the gates of the land. I will bereave them of children, 7921. I will destroy my people, for they return not from their ways. 1870, that's the way of life with idolatry. They won't quit. They're still doing this stuff. Verse 8, their widows are increased to me above the sand of the sea. I have brought upon them against the mother of the young men a destroyer at noonday. I have caused him to fall upon it suddenly, and sudden terrors upon the city. Verse 9. She that has borne seven languishes, 535. She has breathed out her life. Her son has gone down while it was still day. She has been ashamed and disgraced, and the remnant of them will I give to the sword before their hated enemies, declares Yahweh. They're talking about the sun has gone down. That's just a symbol of calamity. So this was spoken through Jeremiah by Yahweh to Jerusalem, and they hated him for it. He was telling them the truth. They didn't want to listen, and they hated him for prophesying. That's standard practice with people. They hate the messenger for the message, and they have brought all of this on themselves by their idol worship. So they want to kill Jeremiah. Literally, the people conspire to kill him. Verse 10. Woe is me, my mother, that you have borne me as a man of strife. 7379, and a man of contention, 4066 to the whole land. I have neither lent on usury, 5383, nor have men lent to me on usury, 5383. Yet all of them curse me, 7043. This is Jeremiah complaining. And on usury, you can reference Exodus 22, verse 25, Leviticus 25, verses 36 and 37, Deuteronomy 23, verse 19 and 20, Nehemiah chapter 5, verse 7 and 10, Psalms 15, verse 5, Proverbs 28, verse 8, Isaiah 24, verse 2, Ezekiel chapter 18, verses 8, 13, and 17, and chapter 22, verse 12. That's a lot about usury. It was very much in disfavor. Verse 11. Yahweh said, this is Jeremiah speaking, surely it shall be well with your remnant. Surely I will cause your hated enemy to entreat you in the time of evil and in the time of affliction. Verse 12. Shall iron break iron from the north and the bronze? Verse 13. Your wealth and your treasures I will give as booty without price for all your sins and all your borders. Verse 14. I will make you pass through with your hated enemies into a land you know not. That's captivity. Because a fire is kindled in my anger, which shall burn upon you. Verse 15. Here's Jeremiah speaking to Yahweh again. Yahweh, you know, remember me and visit me, and revenge me of my persecutors. 7291. Take not away your long suffering. Know that for your sake I have borne rebuke. 2781. He's complaining about these wicked people that were persecuting and trying to kill him. He's asking for help, in other words. Verse 16, your words were found, and I ate them, and your word was the joy and rejoicing of my heart, because I am called by your name, Yahweh Elohe hosts. That's God of hosts. Verse 17, I sat not in the assembly of the merrymakers. That's 7832. I sat alone from the presence of your hand. For you have filled me with indignation. In other words, against these people. Verse 18. Why is my pain perpetual and my wound incurable, refusing to be healed? Will you altogether be to me as a liar? 391, as waters not lasting. Verse 19, therefore, thus says Yahweh, if you turn back, then I will return you, and you shall stand before me. And if you take forth the precious from the worthless, you shall be as my mouth. Let them return to you, but return not to them. In other words, if they're doing this to you, they need to come and apologize to you and ask your forgiveness, Jeremiah. But don't go back to them and ask them. You're going to take whatever they have because they are worthless people. You're going to take their precious from them. Verse 20, and I will make you to this people a fortified bronze wall. And they shall fight against you, but they shall not prevail or be able to prevail against you. Because I am with you to save you and to deliver you, declares Yahweh. And I, verse 21, and I will deliver you from the hand of the wicked, and I will redeem you, 6299, from the hand of the violent, 6184. So these people that are attacking his chosen prophet, those people are going to be in real trouble, because you don't mess with the prophets of Yahweh. Bad idea. Now we're in chapter 16. See, we made it all the way up to 16. That's great. There was the word of Yahweh unto me, saying, you shall not take you a wife, neither shall there be sons or daughters in this place. For thus says Yahweh, concerning the sons and concerning the daughters that are born in this place, and concerning the mothers that bore them, and concerning their fathers that begot them in this land, they shall die of deadly diseases. Ooh. They shall not be bewailed, there'll be no mourners. Neither shall they be buried, but they shall be as dung upon the surface of the ground. And they shall be consumed by the sword and by famine, and their carcasses shall be food for the birds of the sky and for the beasts of the land. In other words, it's just going to be dead folks laying all over the place rotten. Because the invader's going to come and they're going to haul a bunch of them off to captivity and kill the rest. And just leave them lay. They're not going to bury them. They're just going to let them lay where they fall. Because that was the method that these people did to their enemies. They didn't care. They're not like us today. Oh, the guy dies and there's a big funeral and all of that. And they used to have some of that in Jerusalem back in the day. But Jerusalem's on its way down. It's going to be wiped out. Later on, it'll be rebuilt. But it's coming for destruction right now. Verse 5, for thus says Yahweh, enter not into the house of mourning. That's mourning for the dead, neither go to bewail nor lament them, for I have withdrawn my peace from this people, declares Yahweh, my loving kindness and mercies. He's not going to have any mercy on them anymore. He's just going to let them fall. He's done with them. Here's verse 6, and you can reference Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 1, for verse 6. Both the great and the small, not the rich and poor, shall die in this land. They shall not be buried, neither shall they lament for them, nor cut themselves, that's a pagan practice, nor make themselves bald for them, 7139. That's also a pagan practice of the Canaanites. They shaved their forehead in mourning. Well, these people had taken to the pagan practices of the Canaanites, and that's why all of this is happening. Verse 7, neither shall they break bread for them in mourning to comfort them for the dead. In other words, not going to have a wake. Neither shall they give drink to them of the cup of consolation for their father or for their mother. Verse 8. Into the house of feasting, 49:60, you shall not go to sit with them to eat and drink. Don't go and party with them. Don't have anything to do with these people. Verse 9. And verse 9, you can reference Jeremiah 7, verse 34, and 25, verse 10, and Revelations 18, verse 23. Behold, for thus says Yahweh of hosts, Elohe Israel, that's God of Israel. Behold, I will cause to cease from this place in your sight and in your days the voice of mirth and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride. So there won't be marriages, there won't be merriment, there won't be any. This is foretold. This is a prophecy that he's given to them. This is what's coming, people. Well, it's like us on EFR telling people this is what's coming. This is the word of God concerning what's going to be coming to us here. And they don't want to hear it. Verse 10. It shall be when you shall tell this people all these words, and they shall say unto you, over what has Yahweh pronounced all this great evil against us? What is our iniquity? What is our sin that we have committed against Yahweh Eloheinu? Why is he going to do all of this to us? Verse 11, then you shall say to them, because your fathers have forsaken me, declared Yahweh, and have walked after other Elohim, that's small g gods, and have served them and have prostrated to them, and they have forsaken me, have not kept my Torah. Well, the people aren't keeping the Torah today. The CI people try to. We can't learn enough about it. We're just ate up over it. We really want to be obedient because our eyes are open and we see what's coming. But the majority of the people out here in the world today don't talk to me about that old, that's passed away. We tell them, no, it's not. It has not passed away, and that's why we're in all this trouble. Oh, leave me alone. Okay. You know, don't say you weren't warned. Well, I didn't write this. These prophets wrote this. I'm just reading this, and then you look at today, and we're in the same situation. Verse 12. And you have done more harm. This is continuing on. Why is he pronouncing this against you? And you have done more harm than your fathers. Behold, you walk every man after the stubbornness of his evil heart, so that they may not listen to me. That's what Yahweh's saying. You know. Verse 13. Therefore, I will cast you from upon this land, upon a land that you know not. In other words, you're going into captivity. You and your fathers, and there you shall serve other Elohim day and night, where I will not show you favor. So you're going off into Babel, and you can learn all these Babylonian gods, and you can worship them. And I'm just not going to listen to you, and they're going to beat you down and make you slaves and make you work like dogs. And he's just going to let you be. You don't want anything to do with him? Well, you don't need his help either then. Don't call to him. If you're not going to worship him in truth, don't call out to him. He didn't want to hear that. He's had enough. Well, this is a starting in 14. This is a prediction of a future return. Now they're gonna come back. There's gonna be a return from captivity after they have been punished and after they finally wake up. So now this starts. This is a prediction of future return. Well, they would return. And then they would go back into apostasy until they finally, he finally just let them go into dispersion. And they were scattered all over the place. And here we are now, the remnant of Israel that was scattered. And again, we're having to preach these words to get our people out of the apostasy that they are still in. They still don't want to hear the word of Yahweh, and we're trying to get them together because the grace period is going to end here soon. And Yeshua's coming back, and it ain't going to be pretty. And if you haven't made the right decision, well, I know you don't want to hear that either. And the people that stick around for these are the people that are studying the word in CI, pretty much. That's what my show audience consists of, is people that really want to hear the word, and they take great joy in it, and they love Yahweh. And I'm just hoping that maybe a listener will be from some Judeo-Christian church and maybe change his ways. That's all I can hope for and pray for. That this word doesn't go out empty. Verse 14 of chapter 16. Therefore, behold, the days come, declares Yahweh, that it shall no more be said, Yahweh lives, that brought up the children of Israel from the land of Mitzrayim. 15. But, in other words, instead, Yahweh lives that brought up the children of Israel from the land of the north, that's where they went for captivity, and from all the lands that there he had banished them, 50-80. Well, we were scattered all over the place and still are. And I will return them upon their land that I gave unto their fathers. Verse 16, behold, I will send for many fishers. 1771, now that's his preachers. Here we are, declares Yahweh, and they shall fish them. 1770, and afterwards I will send for many hunters. 6719, those are archaeologists. And they shall hunt, 6679, hunt them from upon all the mountains and from upon all the hills and from the clefts of the cliff. And the archaeologists, they're calling hunters, will reveal who is true Israel and who are the imposters. That's what's going on today. They're hunting Israel. Well, let's see. We found evidence that they passed through here about so-and-so, and then they went up here through so-and-so, and then they went up through the Pass of Israel in the Caucasus Mountains into Europe, and they were called Caucasians, and then they founded this, and then there's the Angli, and we have the Saxons, and we have the Danish, and we have this. And then we have the British from Breith, the Covenant people, and, well, you know, on and on and on and on. That's what's gone on. And now we know today who Israel is, and it's not the imposters over in Jewland. That place is still a blasted ruin. It's a mess. Constant war. They don't have that country. They're never going to have that country. Verse 17, for my eyes are upon all their ways, they are not hid from my face, neither is their iniquity hid from before my eyes. He's seeing everything they're doing. Verse 18, and the word order is corrected here because the King James changed it. I will recompense first double their iniquity and their sin because they have defiled my land with the carcasses of their detestable and abominable things. They have filled my inheritance. That's their idols. Okay, here's Jeremiah speaking again. Yahweh, my strength, capital S, this is a title, 5797, and my fortress, 4581, and my refuge, 4498, in the day of distress, 6869. The nations, these are Israel nations, shall come to you from the ends of the land and shall say, surely deception, 8257, has inherited our fathers. Vanity, 1892, of which there is no profit. And deception and vanity refer to their worthless man-made idols. Verse 20, this is pretty clear. Shall Adam make Elohim for himself? That's false gods. And they are no Elohim. In other words, they're making gods that are not gods. They're just making these statues. Verse 21, here's Yahweh speaking again. Therefore, behold, I will this once, 6471, cause them to know. I will cause them to know my hand and my might. And they shall know that my name is Yahweh. We're gonna end with chapter 16 right there. He's making it pretty plain. That he's going to punish these people, being us, okay? We went through this. I'm speaking of Israel third party, but I'm talking about us, our ancestors. Now, pretty much today, no, not pretty much. Christian identity, two seed line Christian identity, is the only assembly of people, and we're pretty scattered out all over, that is teaching the truth. Everybody else is teaching a watered down, feel good gospel. They're not laying it all out on the line. They're teaching that the law is done away with and we don't have to do this and it's warm and fuzzy, touchy-feely, liberal gospel. They're letting in other races, which is prohibited. In short, they're not teaching what Yahweh says in the scripture. They're teaching their church doctrine, which is a doctrine of man, to people that want to have their ears tickled, and we are not, okay? We're not real popular. We understand this because the truth itself and the word of Yahweh, undiluted, is not real popular. It upsets people. Because they would have to make a change in their life. That's not popular either. That he's not popular in his day, and we are not popular in massive numbers. in our day. None of us preachers in Christian Identity have these mega churches. We don't have any financial support at all. Everybody on Eurofolk Radio is a volunteer. None of us get a nickel. We don't get paid. We're doing all of this on our own dime because we love Yahweh. This is the word, and this is what we are called to do. And in reality, I'll be real honest, I can't see me doing anything else at this point because He has opened my eyes. And now I can't unknow the truth. You know, you can't go back. And it's so blatantly obvious that it's the truth that I cannot follow any other path. I can't. Even if it means my death. Okay? And the Jew World Order may kick my door in someday when I'm in the middle of a broadcast and just blow me away. But this body, this old body of mine is breaking down. I noticed that. I'm going to be 70 here in July. I'm not the young man that I once was, although my foolish brain tells me that I am occasionally. I overdo it. And I'm a workaholic. You can tell I'm doing 7 shows a week. And I'm up. It's 6:30 in the morning almost here. And I'm recording this show. I was up and getting ready, and I'm going to be doing a bunch of shows today because I'm recording this on a Sabbath, and I'm allowed to do this because it is service work. It's scriptural service, and I'm one of His called out ones, and I'm allowed to do this, but I'm not sweeping the house. I'm not doing dishes. I'm not taking out the garbage. I'm not doing anything but scripture all day today. That's what I do on a Sabbath day. And we're making plans. I was on the phone last night talking to my brother here in Kentucky, my Israelite brother, and we're making plans for Passover coming up in April. And Feast of Unleavened Bread, and we're getting campsites and doing this and doing that. And I have to budget my money and everything so I have enough to go and fellowship for a week with my brothers and sisters. Because that is very important to me, to be with them. We have 2 great big things a year. The Passover gathering, and we have tabernacles in the fall. And they are joyous times, and we have people come from all over. And we meet and fellowship and praise Yahweh and read the Word and do studies. And it is wonderful. It's a wonderful thing. The Spirit that is just abounding when Israelites gather in His name. And that offsets all the bad times that we're seeing with all the violence and all the lies and the deceptions and the destruction in the world today. It all just stops when we get together and the Holy Spirit just is flying around, and it's wonderful. Absolutely, there is nothing like assembling in His name and fellowshipping and reading His Word. It cannot be compared to anything. And people that have not experienced it just really don't know what they're missing. But we do this, and it's not just here. It's all over. There are groups that are doing this all over. Not huge. We are not having 1,000 people gather. We're a remnant. That means a small part of the whole. And you that are of the faithful listening to me out there know exactly what I'm talking about. And just when we connect in prayer to our Father is oft times overwhelming in its intensity. And people that have never been blessed with the Holy Spirit that are on the outside, just they can't comprehend it. It's beyond them. They just don't know. And you try to tell them, and they cannot relate unless they experience it. And all we can do is teach and preach and try to bring them into the fold and get them off that fence. And among Yahweh's true chosen people, and to worship Yahweh, because we care for them, not that we're so superior. We're not. We were in the same boat, lost and adrift, just like they are. And we don't want them to be like that. We want to share this with them, because it's absolutely wonderful, and you cannot show love any better way than to tell people of the truth of Yahweh and the glory and majesty that Yeshua Messiah showed us while he was here on earth for that short period of time, and that he is coming back to take the crown. And he will rule us. And we don't want to see these brothers and sisters cast out with the goats. We want them with us. So that's not being hateful. That's not being hateful. But sometimes we have to tell them the truth about who the enemy is. And what they've been doing. Oh, you're just Jew bashers. Look, we're talking about the enemies of Yahweh. And it may be scary, but they are scary to the point that they have amassed such power by their father, the devil. And we are still involved in the war in heaven, and it's going on right here on this planet right now. And I mean, now it's breaking down into physical war and death and stabbings and shootings and burnings instigated by the adversary against the people of Yahweh. He's getting frantic, and the children of the devil are panicking because they are being exposed, and their financial empire is crumbling, and the word of Yahweh is abounding, and it's going out, and more and more and more people are hearing the word. Well, it's been a good session today. I really like these books of prophecy. There's so much to comment on. And I will be with you tomorrow when we will take up in chapter 17 of the book of Jeremiah. And until then, I will say Shalom Aleichem to all my brothers and sisters. And may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus.